Ramadan Kareem.
Jazakallah, Ramadan Kareem to you as well. Salman, a couple of years ago, when we were comparing the atrocities of the Indian government perpetrated against Kashmiris in occupied Kashmir, we were able to draw a parallel between the system of oppression and ethnic cleansing there and this pretty much a similar system that the Israelis are continuing to implement in occupied Palestine. And now we believe there's also a state visit being undertaken by Prime Minister Modi to apartheid Israel.
Yes, true, it is. And it has been almost 2 years that we've been talking about it, my dear brother. Look, you know what? It is not any more concealed. It is coming out, openly that the what India tactics and what India plan and modeling is based on the genocide or the occupation, illegal occupation of Israel by the Zionists. Exactly the same model has been used under the jurisdiction of Prime Minister Modi since 2014. Of course, the Kashmir always did an occupied, the territory and is a disputed territory by the international conventions and treaties and many international, of course, the United Nations have 28 resolutions on the Kashmir issue since 1947, where they have been calling for the peace as well as the peaceful and free and fair plebiscite for India, for the people of Indian occupied Kashmir to practice their right of self-determination. In the first 20 or 30 years, it was a dispute, confusion, but since 1989, it has become a part of a bit of a bloody conflict where the people have seen enough of the false promises and the falsehood, and then, of course, the intifada. We call it an intifada of 1989. And, of course, since the 1947 until today, we have over 100,000 people have perished. And the modalities adopted by the Indian occupying forces is very much what it is. It is, and then of course, it is not a popular belief. It is evident that the Indian Northern Command of the military, as well as Air Force especially, has a lot of influence by the Israelis IF. And of course, they have a lot of exchange of the soldiers, those who train Indian occupying, the soldiers. To commit the torture and atrocities and integration interrogations is the tactics what is being done in the what call it the Zionist control Palestine. As you say rightly so in your preamble, the Mr. Chakravarti or the diplomat Chakravarti, who has openly said in a press conference was reported that we are using the same tactics as the India, what we call Israelis, are using, and why not? We should be using the same. And we have no doubt that our Prime Minister Modi will support such practices and will continue to oppress the people of Kashmir as the Zionists are doing it.
Now, Salman, Sandeep Chakravarti said this in 2019 as the Consul General for India in New York, suggesting that New Delhi should implement an Israeli model in Kashmir. But the reality is they've been implementing that model for a long period of time already. Now, with the month of Ramadan and we day six into the auspicious month, what are conditions like for Kashmiris in occupied Kashmir under Indian control?
Well, I mean, for the last 78 years, the life is under the suspension of all the civil and political liberties. Prejudice continue. The people cannot form assembly. People cannot go to the mosque. And for the last, I would say, 10 years since the Modi has arrived in his New Delhi office, these things have been multiplied by, let's say, 10 times. And we call it a double lockdown, one lockdown that we've seen in South Africa during the COVID, that type of lockdown, but it's a double lockdown. It's so severe that when the mothers run out of the budget formula, they cannot go to the shop because there is a curfew in a certain areas where the political unrest is. And when the baby die or the elderly people, those who cannot get access to the chronic medication, you're not even allowed to take the body out to the house, to the Kabristan. You bury in the backyard. So this type of severe things are happening the Indian occupying forces have been given, like Israelis, a license to kill, and under the what we call it a protection under the Terrorist Act in Indian occupied Kashmir, shoot to kill and shoot excite, and any three people walking is called a coward. For the last, as much as I can tell you, for the last 30 years, all the famous barkas as well as the eidgahs, even now, there is no, you cannot have access to the tarawis. You must meet the tarawis at home. For the last 15, 20 years, there has never been, since the Burhanwadi has been demised or been martyred, also you're not allowed to go to the eidgah to read the tarawis or the eidgah to make, the eid namaz. And, we are very vocal in South Africa about what's happening in Palestine. But with the same Muslims, of the same Kalma adherent are in Indian occupied Kashmir, but our community is not making enough noise to the Indian embassy that what it is that, the people cannot even practice their religion. You cannot go to the Jummah namaz, you cannot go to the Eid namaz, you cannot go to the Tarawis.
Salman, in conclusion, as we wrap, we've got about a minute, 30 seconds. Prime Minister Modi scheduled to visit Tel Aviv and apartheid Israel. We saw Netanyahu also confirming that Prime Minister Modi will be addressing members in the Israeli Knesset. So no surprises. They continue to share techniques, expertise, using the same model of oppression, ethnic cleansing, etc. And India continues to purchase military technology also from the apartheid regime.
True, very true. The time is too short. We'll shift to another maybe program. I mean, if you look at the figures, import-export figure, India government is one of the biggest purchaser of the arms and ammunition. So when we say, boycott Israel, boycott Woodward, boycott, why not boycott Indian product? Because indirectly, India is supporting the Israeli regime, which, affect the life of Palestinian people because they are the biggest importer of the arms and military hardware. And of course, vice versa, Indian military 2 Division was fighting during the time of genocide and still maintain the presence. And their bilateral trade, especially in the military, is very, very strong. And they are cooperating. And of course, for the for Israelis, you have the India eyeing for Pakistan nuclear capabilities and destroying the capabilities is very much in their favor because the only Muslim country which poses the nuclear power is Pakistan, and of course they cannot directly attack, so they're looking for some sort of a proxy, and they always, the Mossad and the IRA, Indian intelligence service, always working hand in hand, and that is now the open truth, and of course the state visit. India always maintained that Mahatma Gandhi and Nehru supported the state of Palestine, but now today they are the biggest trading partner. So I leave it at the conversation and thinking cap on our Muslim community in Cape Town to think in a bright mind and reset the mind and redeploy our boycott and turn towards India and make sure that we also don't support India or Indian product.
Salman Khan, Southeast Asia analyst, as always, JazakAllah, thanks for joining us on PM Drive.